From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products. Save big money
at Menards. The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Thursday, and I've got to say, I'm willing this week, Nick. Joining me, otherwise, Nicola Duke, looking at the three charts in 3 minutes-ish. I've got to say, Nick, I'm willing the week to end. I've got a week off next week, and I've been
You didn't tell me.
Oh, sorry, yes, that's how disorganised I am.
You have a week off, I have a week off.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I've been sort of sticking to a good diet and fitness program last few weeks, actually.
Yeah, you have.
And I've been getting up at 4:20 in the morning on the treadmill for half an hour doing weights. Also using my Fitness Pal app to judge to measure how many calories I'm doing. And I've been sticking below 2,000 calories a day. And this break I'm going away for a week is where I'm just going to relax and not exercise so much and eat what I want. And so I'm willing this week to get away.
And spend all your profits from BT.
Well, no, I haven't got any profits from BT. We bought at 3:05, but I bought some for the wife at like 2.90, something like that. 2.99, they're rallying today. And we should have a look at, I know Carillion as well, another big stock has fallen massively in the last few days, down about 50%. But I think we should do Big Stock Tuesday, just because alliteration, you know. Or, yeah, maybe we start doing this. Three big stocks on the charts on
Send
a Tuesday only.
Send us your requests for big stocks.
I think we should look at Carillion, though. It's not quite there. I don't think it's a bottom there. But also, like you say, it's no point trying a knife catch. When looking at charts, like you say, it's good to see a double bottom, isn't it? A retest of a low, then start a rise, you know, an RSI building and all that stuff. If you're trying to catch a falling knife on the first, where it hasn't even retested a low, you're in for big trouble there, really, aren't you?
I think you are in a downtrend. If you're trying to pick a reversal in the downtrend, you need something solid to buy against. Mm. You don't know if that bounce was just a bounce, or, you know, in a downtrend and we're going to keep going or whatever. So if you see a double bottom or a rounded retest or a higher low that breaks higher, then you've got something to buy against. But that's different if we're in an uptrend. If you're buying pullbacks in an uptrend, that you very rarely will see that double bottom. It'll just pull back for you and go. So, you know, you need to recognize the two. But yeah, these ones that have been in a downtrend, that's definitely the case.
Absolutely. Okay, let's look at the stocks for today. So we're looking at, and I'm saying this, as he says, frantically scrolling through.
Ascent Resources.
We haven't got a very popular stock. Someone did ask me the other day, so can you cover Ascent AST? Very popular stock. It's been falling down, but I think it hit a bit of a recovery of late. But Ascent, what do you think on the chart, like AST?
So the Ascent low, the end of June low, and the low that we're sitting on here at 1.38 in Ascent is a really important Fibonacci support. If this correction from the February high is going to stick and continue higher, if we can't, and if we close below 1.37, then we're going to continue lower to 0.56. So
0.56, kind of, really?
Yeah, really. Yeah, which is a bit of a pivot level. So, yes, because at the moment, if we look at the decline from the beginning, from January, February, that first leg, this second leg at 1.38 is 0.618 of the first swing. So that's an important in corrections. You'll either see the second leg 0.618 or you'll do a full equal measured move, sort of ABC correction. So 0.618 is right here where we've bounced from yesterday. And a full ABC correction takes us to 0.56, which is the previous lows from the summer of 2016.
Marvellous. All right. And the next one is a favourite with yours, Nick.
So I just want to say with this Ascent, it looks really good to continue higher. I'd really like to see a close above 1.75 yesterday's lows. That would be a close above the daily 200, the daily 50 moving average, and that would be a trend reversal. That's where we banged our head yesterday, at the 200 moving average. Mm-hmm. So we're in a really tight range between support and resistance. Above 1.75, I really like this ascent resources to continue higher. And then it is a correction, and we should see new 2617 highs if we can rally from here.
Marvellous. All right. And the next one is, like I said, an old favourite of yours, Nkondesi Energy. That's NCCL. Of course, they had a massive drop recently because of a funding issue and the fact that the Chinese sort of partner, that's sort of not the, they're basically a broken relationship there. But what do you, NCCL, Nick, what do you reckon?
Yeah, but NCCL, when you look at it, really, you know, is a double bottom. Mm. It's an even Adam double bottom. So we had the big rounded double bottom in 2015. Sorry, we had the big rounded Eve bottom in 2015, and then we have had the spiky one in 2017. I really like this to continue lower. But, you know, the problem was in June that we banged our head on the 200 moving average. Now we've made a higher low. We found support from the 50 moving average. I think that we're going to go back and retest it. The key level, we need to close above 0.506. A close above 0.506 puts us on a ripper. The next target will be 9.6. Mm-hmm. And the next target after that is 14.5. So that 200 day is really important. It's important Fibonacci level there, and it's the 200 day level. And so when you see everything line up like that, and it's also the close on that day, you know, back in June. So when everything lines up at that level, you know it's important. So let's see, let's break it.
Okay.
5.07, really, to be sure.
Yeah, marvelous. All right, cool. Lovely. And the next one, the last one, is Venture Life Group. It's VLG, and Jerry, who's the CEO, is on the podcast today. And so they've been doing very well. I mean, and fundamentally turning around is the story here. But if you look at the chart, it's quite messy. Then why is it a sell-off? Because they seem to be improving. Yeah. Go for it. What do you reckon?
So, you know, we've bounced off the 200-day moving average again. We bounced really nicely off the 200-day moving average in March, and here we are doing it again in July. But, you know, we need now to continue higher and keep going to new highs. We've stalled at a bit of a pivot level, but I'd like us to find support and not come back really below, much below sort of 63.50. If we can hold on and keep going higher there, then I think we have a really good chance. I'm a little bit concerned that the decline was in five waves, so you need to be careful. But, you know, technically, as long as we can hold above this 200-day moving average, we look, you know, I'd like to see it continue higher now.
Marvellous. Cool, Nick. Well, listen, if you put there's charts on the company pages at Vox, and send me them to, I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.